To introduce our next speaker, Tesleya. She's going to come up here.
Whew. Hi, girls. I'm Tesleya. I'm an alcoholic. Oh, yeah.
Lots and lots and lots.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much for your share. It's a pleasure to be here. I feel very honored. When I was so gracefully assigned this mission, anyone that knows me very well, it's very ironic for me to be here right now. And the first thing I asked was like, am I allowed to cuss? I was like, what the fuck are you thinking? And the like most reasonable answer I got from it was like, well, you're still sober, right? And I was like, all right, that's kind of lame. But yeah, I guess that works. My story's a lot different than yours. I've never had a cordial breakup. I've never experienced celibacy. My life, starting from a young age with relationships, has just been kind of a fucking mess. I've never really known what a healthy relationship looks like. In sobriety, it's been difficult. It definitely hasn't been easy. It's been a long road. I know that when I was younger, I never really had a ton of super close friends. I never really had a boyfriend. High school was like kind of same deal. I always felt like I had friendships, but there weren't a whole lot of people that I had real genuine connections with. And so when I was in active alcoholism, I was in my first relationship was 7 years. That was a real disaster. It was just crazy. It was like pure craziness, back and forth and on, and like both of us being unfaithful and fighting, and it was just madness. So once I got sober, I kind of like did my little new sober girl thing and had some fun. And maybe about a year into it, I met someone, and things just got really heavy really quick. It's been, like I said, it's just been like a fucking ride. It's been such a ride. I think that I have learned more about myself through this relationship and through this this time I've had in recovery. It's been a little over 3 years now. More than I've ever learned like anything in my life, especially about myself. And it's crazy because I was trying to figure out what I'm going to come up here and talk about. And I was talking with my sponsor, and of course everyone tells you, like, don't think about it, just rely on God, just pray. And I'm like, yeah, I'll do that too, but I still need a plan. And so the best I could come up with was something along the lines of what you said about loving yourself and bringing God into the relationship. And I was just talking to my manager about this earlier at work, and she's like, well, why does God have to be in it? She's clearly not in recovery. And I had to explain to her. I'm like, I don't think it's your traditional sense of God. Like, that's not really what it means for me. So I hope I don't offend anyone when I say this. This is just my experience. But when I talk about bringing God into my relationships, it's like a very broad idea of the whole, like, I cannot control other people. Like, I can barely fucking control myself. The best that I have is this idea that I'm not in control over anyone else. I have very little say in what other people can do for me and what they have to offer me. And I think that I spent so much of my life, and a lot of my recovery too, up until recently, trying to figure out how I could get what I needed out of whoever was around me. And that sounds so generic, But it's just weird because I've kind of come to a place, not just in recovery, but in life in general, where it's so true. It just, it rings so true. And I never really wanted to admit it. The last thing I want to do in life is admit that my boyfriend's right. And he's told me from the very beginning, like, nothing's good enough for you. Nothing's good enough for you. You're never happy. And I'm like, you're just an asshole. And it's so funny because, like I said, like, the relationship's been crazy. And we like to call it passion. And and it's so funny because I went through, which I still practice, another fellowship, another set of steps. And it's been, like, absolutely amazing. It's been so eye-opening. And it's really helped a lot. I've also been in therapy myself for, like, a year up until recently. And I finally realized, like, once things are starting to go better and people are acting the way that I finally think that they should act and doing the things that I think they should do, all of a sudden the spotlight is back on me and I'm like, oh shit, I have a lot more to do with this than I realize. And it's really frustrating. And I can be really hard on myself and I can get really mad. And I'm like, I should know this by now. I've been practicing this for so long. And it's just crazy. I think the biggest thing that I found is that, like, there is so much work to be done. Like you said, there's so much wreckage to clear. And for me, it wasn't just like the pain and misery that I caused myself and other people. In my active alcoholism, it's like just this history and these patterns and these behaviors that I have in relationships. And I realized they're not just patterns, they're not behaviors. Like, this is how I live my life. And the last year has been really crazy because it's been a lot of realizing and really understanding on, like, a deeper level that that no one else can make me happy. And it's so annoying. I try so hard and I think I find the right person and I think I'm happy. And then lately, like, this person is doing, like, everything I could ask for, everything I could want. And it's so crazy how I can still find myself and I'm like, what's wrong with me? Like, I'm still unhappy. And yeah, it makes me kind of, like, frustrated. I'm like, it's been almost 3.5 years now and I'm still daily trying to, like, fill that void and I don't even realize it. And I feel like I bombard myself with all of this work and all of this, like, self-help and stuff. And it's weird how it just hasn't really seemed to be very consistent. I've still found, like, very little balance with all of it. And I think that I constantly have to not only do the stuff that I do with this other fellowship, CODA, but I have to really, really stay on top of all my AA stuff, too. It's, like, so much work. But it's weird. Now I feel like I'm at a place where when I don't do these things. Have you guys ever experienced when you kind of, like, are given a new tool in recovery and you use it for a little while and then you stop using it and you're like, oh shit, like, now I have to use it? That's kind of how it's been. I'm like, God, I'm grateful for it because I finally found, like, the motivation and the diligence to find a little bit more consistency. But yeah, it's been hard, and I think that the coolest thing has been not only, like, seeing myself go through all these changes, but for whatever reason, my partner and I, like, he's kind of, like, gone through the same experience, and it's really cool because now, like, no one would have ever expected it. Literally no one. But we're, like, growing together, and we have been. And I look back, and all these times, it's really nice to have someone that can, like, push you in positive ways. And it's really cool to have, like, all these friends behind me and these, like, genuine connections that I never really had before where we're, like, growing together and we're, like, helping each other to succeed. And I think that I finally started to figure out how to, like, actually take care of myself more rather than my normal, like, past self-care routine is, like, I need new makeup. I need a new car. I am sick of that friend. I need a new friend. I don't have a boyfriend right now. I need to find someone else. And it's so weird because all of these things, like, it has nothing to do with self-care, nothing, like, literally nothing. It's like the complete opposite. It's been hard. It's like hard going to therapy and hard doing all this like trauma stuff and hard doing all these like weird things where you have to write down and like you have to like actually think about your work, you know, like it's not something you can just breeze through. It's hard. But I'm so grateful for like all these resources I've been given. And if it weren't for Alcoholics Anonymous, like none of that would have been possible. For two reasons, because I never would have wanted anything to do with it, because I wouldn't care. I'd just keep going on with these like same damaging patterns that I've always lived. And number two, like if I hadn't had these experiences that made me want more growth and like better for myself and better for the people around me, it wouldn't be possible. So I think relationships have taught me so much, like not just about myself, but about the world. And I think it's really nice that that you guys are all in here. I know the pool party just ended, and it's a crazy weekend, lots of fun, lots of new people. I'm glad you're all here. And I think that my like most simple piece of advice is just to don't stop working on yourself. There's always so much more that can be done. And appreciate the people you have around you in your life that push you to do that. That's all. Thanks.